WXXI is looking back at the events and people that made news in 2018. WXXI's Tiana Mañon has the latest update on a community finding a new home.
Hundreds of thousands of Puerto Ricans were forced to leave the island after Hurricane Maria made landfall there in August 2017. Flooding destroyed large parts of the island, killing thousands of people. Since then, more than 3,000 Puerto Ricans have found new homes in Rochester. Coralis Quiñones is one of them. She arrived in July. Quiñones is dealing with her very first Rochester winter ever, but says she's excited about her new home.
Me gusta, una ciudad muy bonita.
I like it. It's a beautiful city, totally different than Puerto Rico, but I'll adapt. I like living here. Quiñones moved here with her younger brother and mother about a year after the hurricane. Today, her brother is continuing his education in the Rochester City School District. Her mother has already found work, and about 4 months ago, Quiñones landed a job with Ibero. The community agency provides academic, health, and social support services, and it has been leading the effort to help Puerto Ricans affected by Maria, providing housing, transportation, and translation services to the new residents. Overall, Quiñones says the move is a positive one, even if it was hard. And while she's grateful to be working, she has much more that she wants to accomplish.
Sí, quiero aprender más.
Yes, I want to learn more English and continue studying. She was placed at Ibero through Rochester Works, helping with office needs and working closely with Julio Sainz, Chief Communications and Development Officer at Ibero. Sainz says they've helped thousands of people like Quiñones and her family.
Since the storm, we've helped over 3,500 people in Rochester that have come. And we estimate there's a lot more. Not everybody, came to us or even needed assistance. We've had people coming from all walks of life.
That doesn't mean everyone resettling from Puerto Rico needs help. In fact, Science says many didn't need Ibero because they were able to find work, continuing careers they began on the island. Some were able to move in with family who helped them get on their feet. Science says many families, even after losing everything, are grateful to have the new opportunities they've found here.
Most have stayed. Most are very happy with Rochester and how they've been treated and welcomed. And most of them have found jobs. Just about all of them that we talk to have already found employment.
Puerto Ricans continue to move to the mainland every single week. And in addition to community organizations, the Rochester City School District is also working to make their move smoother. Carlos Garcia is the chief of communications for the district. He says they've had more than 600 students move from hurricane-affected areas into the district since Maria hit. It's roughly enough students to make an entirely new school. As a result, some families have asked for a new bilingual school, but there are many financial and other obstacles. So the district has instead created the Bilingual Literacy Academy. The program helps students learn English while also delivering lessons in Spanish so that they don't fall behind. Sainz says Ibero and several other organizations still need support from the community to help ease the transition for new residents. He also recommended that people make an effort to get to know the cultural background of their new neighbors.
For folks that want to be more welcoming to our new neighbors, I think it's easiest starting with going to Wikipedia and reading a little bit about the history of Puerto Rico and its involvement with the United States, how we're part of the United States, how we're U.S. citizens, and all the accomplishments and things that Puerto Ricans have had in this country.
Quiñones and other Puerto Ricans say they are grateful for the help they've received here and for their new homes. It doesn't make the losses they've suffered any easier, but it does give them the chance to move forward. Tiana Mañon, WXXI News.